I'm Dominic Allen, your Kix Country Informer.
Kix 99.1 goes one-on-one.
Scotty McCreery is working on his follow-up to his 2018 album, Seasons Change.
At this point, writing again, I'm in the best place I think I've ever been in my life, and I'm positive and confident, and with getting married, there's a lot of material to write about there, and lived a lot of life in the last year, and a lot of positive experiences, so I think I'm in a great headspace. I got a lot of ideas and a lot of things I've been kind of tinkering with, so I'm excited to get back in creative mode.
Brett Eldridge is gearing up for a busy month of tour dates, playing both headlining shows and fairs and festivals. While on the road, Brett has changed the way he spends his hours leading up to showtime.
We'll play dodgeball, we'll play wiffle ball, we'll go on hikes, and then me and the crew, we created a speakeasy backstage where it's a fun environment to go tell stories after the show, before the show, and maybe have a drink. And I think a lot of the time I would get used to just, you know, get done with the show and go on the bus and getting in bed, or just getting in my comfort zone. And now I'm trying to expand my comfort zone. I'm getting more comfortable with this whole life of music, and I've always loved it, but I'm loving it a lot more now.
Members of Eli Young Band recently celebrated another number one song. Love Ain't is their fourth career chart topper.
This is a really neat time. It's everything that you do this for. As a music fan, the moment you're sitting in that audience and your favorite artist is up there on stage and they play those first few notes and that excitement that you feel as a fan, and then being able to flip-flop it and be the guy on stage where those first few notes come out and the crowd goes crazy, it's a really cool feeling. And so when you first get to hear that on one of the new songs, it kind of gives you chills. 'Cause love ain't you on a sidewalk in your
new dress all alone. Music you should know. Kix 99.1.
Hi everyone, this is Keith Urban, and here's my new song, We Were.
And we were, and the jackets hanging on to a holly, two heartbeats in the moonlight.
Keith Urban says that when he went into the studio to record his new single, We Were, he had no idea that Eric Church was one of the writers.
He obviously writes a lot of songs, because when I texted him and said, hey, are you a writer on a song called We Were? He said, is that the one with something about a water tower, skyline or something? I was like, yeah, that one. He's like, yeah.
John Party's new single is the title track from his new album, set to release later this year, titled Heartache Medication.
I am so excited about this new single, Heartache Medication. I love this song. I wrote it with, you know, this title that just was kind of different, you know, kind of about, you know, drinking, getting to feel better, kind of lost somebody, it's time to move on, but you're not sad, you're happy. It's kind of, it's feel good, kind of like medication that you need, like, so heartache medication, that was kind of the way we wrote it. It picks you up when you're feeling down, or if you're feeling good, it makes you feel extra good. And who doesn't like a good old fiddle intro?
My heartache medication, well, it suits me fine, and I'm drinking enough to take you off my mind.
Lady A is racing up the charts with her brand new single, What If I Never Get Over You?
What if I never get over you?
She sent over this song called What If I Never Get Over You, and it had Ryan Hurd singing on it, and I immediately just gravitated towards it, and I sent it to David Hillary. There was something about the sound of it that reminded me a lot of Need You Now, and we've been kind of chasing that song for our whole career, it feels like, but once we recorded it, it just really became apparent that it was a great first single statement that we wanted to make.
The top five trending songs in country music right now.
And the top five songs this week with Kelsea Ballerini's Miss Me More coming in at number 5, followed by Chase Rice's Eyes on You falling to number 4, Morgan Wallen's Whiskey Glasses at number 3, with Kane Brown's Good As You at number 2, and Eli Young Band takes the number 1 spot this week with their latest, Love Ain't. Dominic Allen, and you can check back next week for more from your Kix Country Informer.